This is Alexander Pope's The Dunciad, written in 1743. Book 1 of 4. The mighty mother and her son, who brings the Smithfield muses to the ear of kings, I sing. Say you, are instruments the great, called to this work by dullness, Jove, and fate? You, by whose care, in vain decried and cursed, still dunce the second reigns like dunce the first. Say how the goddess bade Britannia sleep, and poured her spirit o'er the land and deep. In eldest time, ere mortals writ or read, ere Pallas issued from the thunderer's head, dullness o'er all possessed her ancient right, daughter of chaos and eternal night. Fate in their dotage this fair idiot gave, gross as her sire and as her mother grave. Laborious, heavy, busy, bold, and blind, she ruled in native anarchy the mind. Still her old empire to restore she tries, for, born a goddess, dullness never dies. O thou, whatever title please thine ear, dean, drapier, bickerstaff, or Gulliver, whether thou choose Cervantes' serious air, or laugh and shake in Rabales' easy chair, or praise the court, or magnify mankind, or thy grieved country's copper chains unbind, from thy Boeotia, though her power retires, mourn not, my Swift, at aught our realm requires. Here pleased behold her mighty wings outspread, to hatch a new Saturnian age of lead. Close to those walls where folly holds her throne, and laughs to think Monroe would take her down, where o'er the gates, by his famed father's hand, great Cibber's brazen, brainless brothers stand. One cell there is, concealed from vulgar eye, the cave of poverty and poetry. Keen hollow winds howl through the bleak recess, emblem of music caused by emptiness. Hence bards, like Proteus, long in vain tied down, escape in monsters and amaze the town. Hence miscellany's spring, the weekly boast of curl's chaste press, and Lintot's rubric post. Hence hymning Tyburn's elegiac lines. Hence journals, medleys, mercuries, magazines, sepulchral lies, our holy walls to grace, and New Year odes, and all the Grub Street race. In clouded majesty here dullness shone, four guardian virtues round support her throne, fierce champion fortitude, that knows no fears of hisses, blows, or want, or loss of ears, calm temperance, whose blessings those partake, who hunger and who thirst for scribbling's sake. Prudence, whose glass presents the approaching jail. Poetic justice, with her lifted scale, where, in nice balance, truth with gold she weighs, and solid pudding against empty praise. Here she beholds the chaos dark and deep, where nameless somethings in their causes sleep, till genial Jacob, or a warm third day, call forth each mass, a poem or a play. How hints, like spawn, scarce quick in embryo lie, how newborn nonsense first is taught to cry, maggots half formed in rhyme exactly meet, and learn to crawl upon poetic feet. Here one poor word 100 clenches makes, and ductile dullness new meanders takes. Their motley images her fancy strike, figures ill-paired and similes unlike. She sees a mob of metaphors advance, pleased with the madness of the mazy dance. How tragedy and comedy embrace, how farce and epic get a jumbled race. How time himself stands still at her command, realms shift their place, and oceans turns to land. Here gay description Egypt glads with showers, or gives to Zembla fruits, to Barca flowers. Glittering with ice, here hoary hills are seen, their painted valleys of eternal green. In cold December fragrant chaplets blow, and heavy harvests nod beneath the snow. All these and more the cloud-compelling queen beholds through fogs that magnify the scene. She, tinseled o'er in robes of varying hues, with self-applause her wild creation views, sees momentary monsters rise and fall, and with her own fool's colors gilds them all. 'Twas on the day when Thorold, rich and grave, like Cymon, triumphed both on land and wave, pomps without guilt, of bloodless swords and maces, glad chains, warm furs, broad banners and broad faces. Now night descending, the proud scene was o'er, but lived in settles numbers one day more. Now mares and shreves all hushed and satiate lay, yet eat, in dreams, the custard of the day. While pensive poets painful vigils keep, sleepless themselves to give their readers sleep. Much to the mindful queen the feast recalls what city swans once sung within the walls. Much she revolves their arts, their ancient praise, and sure succession down from Heywood's days. She saw with joy the line immortal run, each sire impressed and glaring in his son. So watchful Bruin forms, with plastic care, each growing lump, and brings it to a bear. She saw old Prynn in restless Daniel shine, and Usden eke out Blackmore's endless line. She saw slow Phillips creep like Tate's poor page, and all the mighty mad in Dennis' rage. In each she marks her image full expressed, but chief in Bay's monster-breeding breast. Bay's, formed by nature's stage and town to bless, and act and be a coxcomb with success. Dullness with transport eyes the lovely dunce, remembering she herself was pertinous once. Now shame to fortune, an ill run at play, blanked his bold visage, and a thin third day. Swearing and supperless the hero sate, blasphemed his gods the dice, and damned his fate. Then gnawed his pen, then dashed it on the ground, sinking from thought to thought a vast profound. Plunged for his sense, but found no bottom there, yet wrote and floundered on in mere despair. Round him much embryo, much abortion lay, much future owed and abdicated play. Nonsense precipitate, like running lead, that slipped through cracks and zigzags of the head. All that on folly frenzy cold beget, fruits of dull heat and suitor-kins of wit. Next o'er his books his eyes began to roll, in pleasing memory of all he stole. How here he sipped, how there he plundered snug, and sucked all o'er like an industrious bug. Here lay poor Fletcher's half-eat scenes, and here the frippery of crucified Moliere, their hapless Shakespeare yet of Tybalt sore, wished he had blotted for himself before. The rest on outside merit but presume, or serve, like other fools, to fill a room, such with their shelves as due proportion hold, or their fond parents dressed in red and gold, or where the pictures for the page atone, and Quarles is saved by beauties not his own. Here swells the shelf with Ogilby the Great. There, stamped with arms, Newcastle shines complete. Here all his suffering brotherhood retire, and escape the martyrdom of Jakes and fire. A Gothic library of Greece and Rome, well purged, and worthy settle banks and broom. But high above, more solid learning shone, the classics of an age that heard of none. There Caxton slept, with Wynkin at his side, one clasped in wood, and one in strong cowhide. There, saved by space, like mummies many a year, dry bodies of divinity appear. Delira there a dreadful front extends, and here the groaning shelves Philemon bends. Of these, 12 volumes, 12 of amplest size, redeemed from tapers and defrauded pies, inspired he seizes, these an altar raise, a hecatomb of pure unsullied lays that altar crowns. A folio commonplace founds the whole pile. Of all his work the base quartos, octavos, shape the lessening pyre. A twisted birthday ode completes the spire. Then he, great tamer of all human art, first in my care and ever at my heart, Dulness, whose good old cause I yet defend, with whom my muse began, with whom shall end, ere since Sir Fopling's periwig was praised, to the last honors of the butt and bays. O thou, of business the directing soul to this our head, like bias to the bowl, which, as more ponderous, made its aim more true, obliquely waddling to the mark in view. Oh, ever gracious to perplexed mankind, still spread a healing mist before the mind, and, lest we err by wit's wild dancing light, secure us kindly in our native night. Or, if to wit a coxcomb make pretense, guard the sure barrier between that and sense, or quite unravel all the reasoning thread, and hang some curious cobweb in its stead. As, forced from wind guns, lead itself can fly, and ponderous slugs cut swiftly through the sky, as clocks to wait their nimble motion owe, the wheels above urged by the load below. Me emptiness and dullness could inspire, and were my elasticity and fire. Some demon stole my pen, forgive the offense, at once betrayed me into common sense. Else all my prose and verse were much the same. This prose on stilts, that poetry fallen lame. Did on the stage my fops appear confined? My life gave ampler lessons to mankind. Did the dead letter unsuccessful prove? The brisk example never failed to move. Yet here, had heaven decreed to save the state, heaven had decreed these works a longer date, could Troy be saved by any single hand? This grey goose weapon must have made her stand. What can I now, my Fletcher, cast aside? Take up the Bible, once my better guide? Or tread the path by venturous heroes trod? This box my thunder, this right hand my god? Or chaired at White's, amidst the doctors sit, treat oaths to gamesters and to nobles' wit? O, bidst thou rather a party to embrace? A friend to party thou and all her race. 'Tis the same rope at different ends they twist. To Dolne's rid path is as dear as mist. Shall I, like Curtius, disparate in my zeal, or head and ears plunge for the commonweal, or rob Rome's ancient geese of all their glories, and cackling save the monarchy of Tories? Hold, to the minister I more incline, to serve his cause, our queen, is serving thine. And see, thy very gazetteers give over, even Ralph repents, and Henley writes no more. What then remains? Ourself. Still remain Cibarian forehead and Cibarian brain. This brazen brightness to the squire so dear, this polished hardiness that reflects the peer, this arch absurd that wit and fool delights, this mess tossed up of Hockley Hole and White's, where dukes and butchers join to wreathe my crown, at once the bear and fiddle of the town. O, born in sin, and forth in folly brought, works damned or to be damned, your father's fault. Go, purified by flames, ascend the sky, my better and more Christian progeny. Unstained, untouched, and yet in maiden sheets, while all your smutty sisters walk the streets. Ye shall not beg, like gratis given bland, sent with a pass and fragrant through the land. Not sail with ward to ape and monkey climes, where vile Mundungus trucks for viler rhymes. Not sulphur tipped in blaze an alehouse fire, not wrap up oranges to pelt your sire. Ah, pass more innocent in infant state to the mild limbo of our father's tate, or peaceably forgot, at once be blessed in Shadwell's bosom with eternal rest. Soon to that mass of nonsense to return, where things destroyed are swept to things unborn. With that, a tear, portentous sign of grace, stole from the master of the sevenfold face, and thrice he lifted high the birthday brand, and thrice he dropped it from his quivering hand. Then lights the structure with averted eyes. The rolling smoke involves the sacrifice. The opening clouds disclose each work by turns. Now flames the Cid, and now Parola burns. Great Caesar roars and hisses in the fires. King John in silence modestly expires. No merit now the nor none juror claims. Moliere's old stubble in a moment flames. Tears gushed again, as from pale Priam's eyes, when the light blaze sent Ilion to the skies. Roused by the light, old Dolnus heaved the head, then snatched a sheet of Thule from her bed. Sudden she flies and whelms it o'er the pyre. Down sink the flames, and with a hiss expire. Her ample presence fills up all the place. A veil of fog dilates her awful face. Great in her charms, as when on shreves and mires she looks and breathes herself into their airs, she bids him wait her to her sacred dome, while pleased he entered and confessed his home. So spirits ending their terrestrial race ascend and recognize their native place. This the great mother dearer held than all, the clubs of quidnuncs, or her own guild hall. Here stood her opium. Here she nursed her owls. And here she planned the imperial seat of fools. Here to her chosen all her works she shows. Prose swelled to verse, verse loitering into prose. How random thoughts now meaning chance to find, now leave all memory of sense behind. How prologues into prefaces decay, and these two notes are frittered quite away. How index learning turns no student pale, yet holds the eel of science by the tail. How, with less reading than makes felons escape, less human genius than God gives an ape. Smile thanks to France, and none to Rome or Greece. A past vamped future, old revived, new peace. Twixt Plautus, Fletcher, Shakespeare, and Corneille can make a Cibber, Tybalt, or Ozell. The goddess then are his anointed head. With mystic words, the sacred opium shed. And lo, her bird, a monster of a fowl, something betwixt a Heidegger and an owl, perched on his crown.
All hail, and hail again, my son. The promised land expects thy reign. No Usedon thirsts no more for sack or praise.
He sleeps among the dull of ancient days. Save where no critics damn, no duns molest, where wretched Withers, Ward, and Gildon rest. And high-born Howard, more majestic sire, with fool of quality completes the choir. Thou, Cibber, thou his laurel shalt support. Folly, my son, has still a friend at court. Lift up your gates, ye princes, see him come. Sound, sound, ye viols, be the catcall dumb. Bring, bring the maddening bay, the drunken vine, the creeping, dirty, courtly ivy join. And thou, his aide-de-camp, lead on, my sons. Light armed with points, antitheses, and puns. Let Bawdry, Billingsgate, my daughters dear, support his front, and oaths bring up the rear, and under his and under Archer's wing, Gaming and Grub Street skulk behind the king. Oh, when shall rise a monarch all our own, and I, a nursing mother, rock the throne? Twixt prince and people close the curtain draw, shade him from the light, and cover him from law. Fatten the courtier, starve the learned band, and suckle armies and dry nurse the land. Till senates nod to lullabies divine, and all be sleep, as at an ode of thine? She ceased. Then swells the chapel royal throat.
God save King Cibber,
mounts in every note. Familiar whites.
God save King Colley,
cries.
God save King Colley, Drury Lane replies.
To Needham's quick the voice triumphant rode. But pious Needham dropped the name of God. Back to the devil the last echoes roll. And Colley, each butcher roars at Hockley Hole. So when Jove's block descended from on high, as sings thy great forefather Ogilby, loud thunder to its bottom shook the bog, and the hoarse nation croaked, God save King Log. End of Book 1.